We are reminded of the love of God in the first reading, St. Paul to the Romans. Who can be against us? God did not spare his own son. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing in this world can separate us from the love of God. No thing, no people, no demons, no evil spirits, no evil men. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Hardships and distress and persecutions and pain and suffering, nothing can separate us from the love of God. God has done everything he could to show us his love and to demonstrate it and to maintain it, keep it on a constant basis. God, who is love itself, can never stop loving us and doing everything out of love for us, and it is beckoning us to love him back. The only thing that really can separate us from the love of God, which is not mentioned here in the word in this reading, is sin. Sin can separate us from the love of God. Can't make him stop loving us, but can make us stop loving him, and can separate us from it, as hell does, separates souls from. So we don't want to live in hell here on earth or in the next life, but we want to be absorbed in the love of God, and he's constantly showering his love on us as the rays of the sun, as the fact that we are still alive. God is always showering his love on us, to us, and it's up to us to keep radiating that love back to God. And the more we show our love to God, the more we're going to experience his continual love for us, and how we continue to grow in that love for God and his knowledge, the knowledge of his love for us, and the ways we can express and demonstrate our love for God, which ultimately is shown in sacrifice, shown in the sacrifices that we can make. And we kind of shrink from sacrifice, but love makes sacrifice easy. And so we pray for that. Pray for that continual outpouring of the love of God in our hearts so that we can sacrifice, so that we can demonstrate more and more to God the love that he wants to see in us. So it is prayer. It is this prayer and the continual efforts to love God in all our actions that will make us grow more and more in his love.
Jesus.